129. I stand in awe.
You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or
stand in awe, knowing that you are the creator and sustainer of life, that your power is beyond our comprehension, your goodness is beyond our understanding. And we know, Father, that we are here because of your grace and your mercy that you have showered upon us through Jesus, your Son. We are so grateful for this time of encouragement, of fellowship. We're thankful, Father, for your wisdom in creating the body of Christ. We pray that everything that we say, everything that we do, will be to glorify you and to lift up your name and not our own. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Open your psalm books to number 650. 650. Jesus, draw me ever nearer. This song will serve as a launching point for the rest of our songs. And the songs that have been chosen have been based on this theme of Jesus, draw me ever nearer. Jesus, before he died, told his disciples that he was not going to leave them as orphans. And you can understand how they would have what they would have been feeling as Jesus was about to die. Many times here on this earth, we may feel like we have been orphaned. We have been left alone. These songs have been chosen to help us understand our relationship we have with the Lord, and to understand that Jesus wants to have a relationship with us, and He wants to be close to us, and He is there for us. And so the first third of these songs will deal with the fact that we will, as disciples of the Lord, face trials and tribulations and storms here on this earth. But as we face those trials, we cry out to God. We plead for His presence among us. And that's what the middle section of these songs will deal with. It is our prayer to the Lord for comfort, for help, for closeness. And then as He hears our prayers, He has promised to comfort us and to be with us. And ultimately for us to enjoy a home with our Father in heaven. So the third section will be about the comfort that we have as Christians. So I have, besides myself, we've got four song leaders. Chris will lead a few, John Babcock, Brad Brewer, and then Phil Arden. So we'll sing number 650, and then Chris, you can come up and lead your set of songs.
650, Jesus, draw me ever nearer.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll follow, though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I rise on wings of faith at the end of my heart's destiny. With your likeness, let me wait. Jesus, guide me through the tempest. Keep my spirit safe and sure. When the midnight meets the morning, let me love you even more. May this journey bring a blessing. May I rise on wings of faith at the end of my heart's destiny. With your likeness, let me wait. Let the treasures of the trial warm within me as I go.
Number 432, Till the Storm Passes By. We'll sing the chorus after the first two verses and not after verse 3. I think it fits with that a little better, unless I forget, and then just follow me wherever I go. In the dark of the midnight, I have lost in my face. While the storms howl above me, and there's no hiding place. In the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the Once I stood.
Oh,
404. We are going to sing the chorus one time after verse 2, if I remember. Again, I think that fits with that. Verse 3, the storm is over. So let's try to do that. Chorus after verse 2 only.
Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high, the sky is foreshadowed with blackness, your shelter of help is nigh. Perish thou not that we perish, how can thy light see? When each moment so happy is threatening, a great
My God, I thank Thee who have made. This section introduces the theme of the prayer of the disciple. As we think about being close to our God, and we think about this song of giving thanks, what are we thankful for? Well, God gives us lots of things. We're thankful for that, right? God also gives us some things that normally we don't think to thank Him for. In fact, he points out in verse 3, I thank you more that all our joy is touched with pain, that shadows fall on brightest hours, that thorns remain. I don't usually thank God for the thorns, but we should. Why? Verse 3, so that earth's bliss may be our guide and not our chain. These things God gives us, good and bad, ought to all bring us closer to Him. And that's what verse 5 points out. I thank you, Lord, that here our souls, though amply, sufficiently blessed, can never find, although they seek a perfect rest, nor ever shall they, until they lean on Jesus' breast. We'll sing all five verses.
Oh, me soul, my God, I thank.
318, be thou my vision. You think about drawing close to God, think about being a blind person and needing a guide. Well, that's who we are. And we need God to be our vision, to be the one that leads us and guides us through life. Think of that as we sing all four verses of Be Thou My Vision.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night.
Number 477, 4:7-7, sweet will of God. For this song, we'll sing all four verses and then the chorus one time only after verse 4. This song just expresses our desire to empty self and to draw close to God and His leadership, close to Christ and His leadership. And verse 4, really, I like, shut in with thee. We think of being shut in, that's not usually a good thing unless it's with the Lord. Shut in with thee, O Lord, forever. My wayward feet no more to roam. What power from thee my soul can sever, the center of God's will, my home. There's a closeness that we ought to long for as disciples of Jesus. All four verses, followed by the chorus at the end. Go, soul,
my stubborn will at last hath yielded.
Verse 2 expresses clearly our desire to be close to our Lord. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. It's really hard to sin when we're praying to God. And when we're in that kind of a closeness, a communication, a relationship, that's the desire that we're expressing as we sing these words. We'll sing all four verses.
Go, I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can be so poor. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior.
continue in this theme of the prayer of the disciple. Continue number 393. Do you know my Jesus? Sing all three verses. 393.
Mm, do me so. Have you a heart that's weary, standing a load of care? Are you a soul that's seeking rest from the burden you bear? Do you know tears from your eyes. Do you know my Jesus? Do you know
number 304, 304. Before the throne of God above. I love the second stanza there. We have a great high priest whose name is love, who ever lives and pleads for me. What a blessing that we have in Christ that he's doing that all the time for me. We're going to sing this song very quietly. In fact, the higher the note goes, the quieter we're going to sing, keeping that down. It does conclude on the second page there, so just notice that. Sing two verses in number 304.
No, so before the throne of God above, I have a strong, a perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is written on his hands, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness. The great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. Nothing cannot die. My soul is purchased by his blood. My life is laid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my. Savior and my God.
This next section of songs talks about the comfort of the disciple. Being a disciple has its privileges, the things that we gain by being a servant of God. We're going to sing some songs that talk about this. Let's sing number 111, Alleluia. We'll sing 1 through 4. We will not repeat verse 1 again.
No, so Alleluia, 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 every day.
Number 664, He Leadeth Me. The blessing of knowing we don't have to do this on our own. God is there. He's directing our paths, and I can rely upon Him. All four verses.
Know me so, He leadeth me, O blessed thought. O words with heavenly comforts brought, whate'er I do, where'er I may, still is God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own as He leadeth me. His faithful Father I would be, for by His hands He leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by waters still or troubled sin, still 'tis His hand that leadeth me. Me, Lord, I would pray. in thine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever thought I say, since is my God that leadeth me.
It is well with my soul. We'll sing the fourth verse slightly faster.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say,
306. 306 in Christ alone. I think this song, in my mind, in each verse builds in thought. So we're going to attempt to start each verse a little quieter and build in volume as we go in each verse.
In the soul, in Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. His cornerstone is solid ground, burned through the fiercest wrath and storm. What heights of
My eyes have seen your glory.
I have seen